Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
You could say Charlie Bigham knows his onions.
I do.
He also knows his mushrooms, parsley, aubergines and the other 94 fresh ingredients delivered to the kitchens every single day.
Shall I tell you about them all?
Maybe another time. You see, Charlie Bigham's only cooked with the freshest ingredients and would never add anything else. Instead, his are cooked like you cook at home and leave on the same day. The same day?
Yep, the same day.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen, cooked in yours.
Our podcast might contain the occasional mild swear word or adult theme. Oh, hello there and welcome to Dish from Waitrose. I am Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartner.
Hi, Angela Hartner.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. These bits are always weird because obviously we've said hello.
Yes.
To each other in the room before. And have a goss, and then we sit down and say hello to each other as if we've not said hello to each other.
Maybe
so, hi,
Ange.
I think we should just get going, don't
yeah.
you?
Have separate rooms.
Separate rooms.
Come in. Hey!
Someone does that. I know who does that. Chris and Rosie Ramsey do it, and they're on in a few weeks.
Exactly.
And they do it, apparently. Anyway, I have got a bone to pick with you in that the other day, I woke up one morning and I had a missed call from Angela Hartnett. And I was like, oh my God, fun. And Angie and I like WhatsApp, but we don't like get on for a goss.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, Angie, and I messaged her. I think I rang you back and you didn't answer. And then I messaged her and I said, oh, hi, so I had a missed call. And Angie wrote back, sorry, wrong Nick. And I was like, no.
Sorry.
And I really thought, oh, she's other calling Nick. For a goss.
Yeah, other Nick in my life. There's a few Nicks in my
Is
life.
There?
Another Nick G, actually.
Is yes. there? Who's the other Nick G?
Yeah. I do. He's the one who came to Peru with me.
Oh, not Peru. Oh, not Peru.
And we were arranging dinner, which we went out to and had a great dinner up in Camden Way, actually.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Delightful.
Yeah, very delightful. So we did think about you and talk about you.
You did?
We did.
What
yeah.
did you say? Say, I've got another Nick G.
Yeah, this was his life. This was your youth was Camden, wasn't it?
It was.
Growing
was.
Up. Yeah.
It was. All those years
all those
ago.
Stories. I've read the book. Oh,
yeah,
I know.
She's read the book. She knows. She
I
knows.
Know.
But anyway, next time I look forward to waking up one day and seeing your name light up
yeah,
my phone.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it now.
Please. Hey, we have Charlotte Church joining us on the podcast today. Never met Charlotte Church.
I'm amazed by that.
Never
amazed.
Met her.
You've met everyone.
I met everyone, but I definitely never met Charlotte Church. And Charlotte Church was so famous,
yeah.
wasn't she?
She's like sang for popes, presidents, everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Like, mad how famous Charlotte Church was. And, well, is
yeah.
still, because there's been no one like Charlotte Church before or
sure.
after.
But she's low-key in a way. She's
she
herself.
Is.
She just
she
does
is.
Her thing.
I'm really excited about meeting her. I think we're going to like her a lot.
I think so. I think she's brilliant. And she swears a lot.
She does.
Swears like a trooper.
So be warned. Be warned, everybody. Before we get Charlotte in, let's read this email from Rose from Liverpool.
Yeah.
She says, hey guys, absolutely love the pod.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
What?
I've started growing peas.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where, in the back garden?
Yeah.
When you say you've started growing peas, did you start with the packet or a little pea plant?
Well, the word pod just reminded me of
okay,
peas.
All right.
So I started growing in a pot and I built a little climbing frame.
Yes.
Out of bits of
wood.
Wood.
Yeah.
And I've got little tiny pea shrubs.
Nice.
And I've planted them all in and then each day they're growing a little bit and I sort of entice them up the...
So they're twining
So they're
going to
twine
yeah.
up,
oh,
yeah.
Lovely, crawling
How
up
fun,
there, yeah.
yeah.
So can you bring the peas in and we'll
I'll
cook
bring
them.
The peas in. So I'm growing peas and I'm growing tomatoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very adventurous.
Yeah, so I water them morning and night.
Do you talk to them?
Don't talk to them.
Oh, it's not bad to talk to them.
I might talk to my peas later.
Have a little talk to
yeah.
them. And you'll get little flowers on there as
really?
Well that you can eat, yeah.
Oh, nice. How yeah. long are we talking? 2 weeks.
I think a bit longer, maybe. A little bit longer.
I'm excited. Do you grow stuff?
Ish. We do herbs. We've
right,
like
okay.
rosemary, thyme,
yeah, yeah.
all
I've
that
got,
sort.
Oh, I've got thyme.
We've got lots of pots with herbs. We've got loads of lovage, lovage and stuff like that, and sage.
Yeah, I've done peas, tomatoes and thyme.
Very good.
Right.
It's a little salad in that
I know,
all
delicious.
By itself,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
A little
Next
menu.
Next week's dish recipe. Because I think Charlotte grows food, so we can ask her.
Yep, she grows stuff. Big time.
Big time. Anyway, back to Rose. She says, love the pod, listen to it religiously. Not a question, but just a random insight into what your pod does. I listened to the episode with Scott Mills when Angela cooked the lovely sea bass dish, which led to me dreaming last night that I went to an animal rescue centre and rescued a sea bass. And a little Pomeranian pup walked out with them under each arm. So random. Anyway, keep doing what you're doing. Rose from Liverpool. So not a question.
She just dreamt
she rescued a sea bass.
Okay. I've never known that there's a rescue centre for sea bass.
For sea bass, yeah. Rescue them and then pop them in a pan.
Nice.
The Angela Hartnett recipe. If you'd like to send us an email, as you've just heard, you can email us anything. Email us dish@waitrose.co.uk. All right, our guest today, one of the most famous voices in the world, actually iconic, it's Charlotte Church.
Woo!
Yeah! Hi, Charlotte Church.
How's it going?
Brilliant. We're good. We're really good. We're excited you're here.
I'm very excited to be here. I'm good and hungry.
Good.
Good. What did you have for your brekkie, knowing that you were coming on today?
I just had a banana.
Just a banana.
Just a banana. So I was just like on the train on the way up. I was like, I'm actually really hungry now.
I'm actually hungry. Well, good.
So yes, I'm ready.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Snack. I'm glad that you're hungry.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm glad that you came to visit because you came from Wales to London to visit just for dish.
Just for dish.
That is.
Just for you, beaut.
Incredible.
I hear such wonderful things.
Do you? What have
about
you heard?
You both.
What have you heard? joking.
But
we're dead excited you're here, Charlotte. We really, really are. The only bit of concern was we've heard that you love a swear.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is like family friendly, but you know, we're also a bit edgy.
Yes.
Like swear. So we thought we could get you to read our swear warning.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. This is the first time I've ever done that.
Just, you know, quite official. Just if anyone starts complaining about Charlotte Church.
Oh,
swearing.
I love that.
It's fine, done.
Okay. Yeah. Hello. Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production and may contain some mild swearing or adult themes.
Very nice.
Absolutely perfect.
Professional.
When we say mild swearing, what would you consider a mild swear, Charlotte?
I was very surprised to hear what the actual worst ones are, like the ones that you cannot say on television, which
what?
I can't. I can't.
Go on, we'll beat them.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, the main one that you can't say, which is really surprising because I thought it would be isn't.
Yeah.
It's and then the second is and then the third is
That's just, I would have thought that would have
isn't
been
isn't it
first.
Surprising?
Yeah. What's your rule? Because you have three kids, right?
I do.
What's your rule with swearing in the house?
I'm terrible for swearing in the house. I've got a bit better recently. So I was much better when my big kids, so I got big kids and a little one.
Right.
So 14, 15 and almost three.
Okay.
And so when my big ones were little, then I was much better with swearing. But now, you know, when they hit like 10, then it's their first route into sort of that rebellion, into finding that adulthood, isn't it? That swearing. And so from about 10 then, I've just sort of let them be, just understanding that it's a part of the process. I do try and watch the situations in which I do it, particularly if, you know, I feel like I'm in a more conservative or elderly environment.
Yeah.
But apart from that, when I'm really in my zone, then I just love it. I love swearing. It's joyful.
I love it. I think when it works right, like I was allowed to swear when I was little, if it was funny.
Yes.
Or I was like doing an impression.
Yeah.
Yes.
So part of a joke,
you were allowed to use it like in an aggressive way. Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So totally. Eileen would be like, go on if it's funny.
That's
but don't call someone that.
Yeah.
Which is quite light.
Yeah, that's sense, wonderful. Actually. That's nice boundaries.
Yeah.
Nice boundaries. What about in the kitchens of, you know, working with Gordon Ramsay?
I mean,
does he ever swear?
Do we really need to have him?
Not Gordon.
The thing is with Gordon, he swore so much. By the end of it, there was no impact.
Yeah.
Because you were so, you know, when my mum ever swears, the impact of that, because she's never been a swearer, was like, for not as a child, she ever, you'd be like, oh my God, mum said bloody. You know,
she's furious.
I had a little dolly when I was about three that you could like record sounds into.
Oh, right.
Fair. very technological for like 89.
Yeah.
But you could record sounds into it. And my great auntie, so this is my nana's sister, naughty, mischievous woman. She's amazing. Auntie Frances. And she used to record swear words into the doll. And so apparently when I was about 3, I turned around to my nana, who had asked me to do something, and I was just like, "F you, nanny."
Oh my God.
So that was my first swear. And it's really just been like up and up since then.
Just kept on going. Kept on. Well, thank God we did that swear warning.
Yeah.
Let's go to the serious business of food.
Yes.
You recently dressed up as a mushroom.
I did recently dress up as a mushroom.
Massinger, like, yes. Remember, like, before we knew what that was?
Yes.
And someone, like, pitched it. I was like, you're all mad. No one's going to watch
totally.
That.
Totally, yeah. It was like, that's insane.
So loved. Yes. How did you watch it before you were asked to do it? Did you love it as a family?
We don't watch very much telly, to be honest. So, no, it was more because I wanted to design a costume.
Oh, yeah, because did they say, what do you want to be?
Yeah, they were like, you can design whatever you want.
Right.
And then I was just like, I know exactly what I want to be. Yeah. I just want to pay homage to mushrooms in every form, just because they're such an important part of life on Earth. Like, without mushrooms, you wouldn't have plants, and then therefore you wouldn't have humans. So we owe, like, our existence to mushrooms, really.
We have some framed mushrooms right behind you.
Oh, darling, mushrooms! Yeah. Yeah. So it was because I got to design my own costume, which I was extraordinarily excited about. But also, I really love singing. And so the idea of being able to mess around and play with my voice and really try and do something new, which didn't sound like me, was like, this will be a challenge.
Yeah. And was it?
I had COVID and long COVID.
Oh, crikey.
And so actually I was really under that mask. So there was many times where I was like, I'm going to faint now. But you know what? I felt so, like, I really got into the character. Uh-huh. Yeah. I really got into the character of, you know, being a mound of fabulous mushrooms.
Oh. And then do you take mushrooms like every day? Because I take like different ones. I have like one I have at night time.
Yes.
Which I make into like a little milky thing
like
for night time.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I have them in my smoothies in the morning.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take all sorts. Lion's mane, chaga. And they're great for all sorts of different things. Immunity, brain functionality. Mm. So yeah, we're really understanding.
Are you growing them?
Not yet. Okay. But soon to be. But I think we'll start that at the Dreaming the Retreat Centre, because then that can be done by our horticulturalist Paul, who really knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah. So we've got a little alcohol-free cocktail today, Charlotte. We've gone for a raspberry and ginger fizz.
How delicious.
Which is really easy. Mm. It's basically Waitrose raspberry and pear cordial, lemons, fresh raspberries, and then some ginger beer on top.
It's amazing.
That's good, isn't it?
That is like such a like summer refresher.
Mm.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I love that.
Me too.
It really wakes up the mouth there. Mm. Mm. We're about to eat now. What do you like cooking at home, Charlotte?
I absolutely love a breakfast.
Love breakfast.
Cooking like a full English breakfast, but with as many curveballs in there as I can.
Yeah. Like what?
Like crispy kale.
Ooh.
And cutting up like a really fine salsa.
Ooh.
And just getting as many vegetables on the plate as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So I really love doing a breakfast.
I love a breakfast.
And then other than that, then...
That sounds like a sound effect.
I'm making breakfast sounds. Yeah, I'm making breakfast crunchy. Sounds.
I do love breakfast.
Yeah.
I hate my boyfriend Mish doesn't do breakfast. And one of my biggest irks. Like, well, you've woke up not hungry after hours of being asleep.
Totally. I've got to eat almost as soon as I get.
Same.
Otherwise,
cranky.
I'm like, oh, my blood sugar.
Me too. I'm like, I'm depressed. And then I'm like, oh, I just needed that bit of cereal.
Totally.
Where should I put these? Over here? Oh, wow, Angela. Oh, wow.
Credit to a fellow restaurateur, Ravinda Bogle. This is her recipe that she's done for the celebrations for this year of the coronation.
Oh, for the coronation. But that's not a quiche, is it? What is this?
No, this is a savoury cheesecake with balsamic glazed vegetables.
Mm. Wow, savoury cheesecake. Have you ever had a savoury cheesecake before?
I've never had a savoury cheesecake. I absolutely love a cheesecake, so, I mean...
And cheese?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just take
thank you very much.
I'm really ready for this.
There you go, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nicholas. Oh, my God.
Very exciting.
So it's got blue cheese, creamy goat's cheese, brie-like cheese,
and some cream cheese. And wow. We've got the goat's cheese from Wales. And then caramelised vegetables, beetroot and carrots. And then I've added some asparagus and sugar snaps and walnuts. God. And then I've made a little bit of more red wine dressing just to break the cheese.
How did you make that?
So it's the four types of cheeses whisked together. and then just eggs, and then you bake in the oven for about 45 minutes. Wow. First on a high temperature, then lower it. And it sort of expands like this. I saw it, I thought, oh my God, it's going everywhere. And then it just sets. So and then just do it the night before. And then the key, I think, bring it out early enough so it's room temperature.
And how come it just doesn't just melt and run everywhere if it's just cheese in the oven for 45 minutes?
The eggs bake it.
Oh, they're eggs. Yeah. If you want to find out the recipe for our savoury cheesecake with balsamic glazed vegetables, you can go on waitrose.com/dish recipes.
Yeah.
Try it out there.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Sorry, guys, but this is... Here we go.
So Charlotte's got one of the most unique things, apart from everything she's doing now, is she's someone you've never met, which I thought was extraordinary.
But honestly...
I mean, he's met everyone.
No, but there's certain people who I genuinely, and this sounds frivolous, but it's not, but like they're so famous, and I think you are, that I'm like, do I know Charlotte Church? Or has she just been omnipresent in my brain since she was 12?
We haven't met, no. But also, I think it's because I've been like, I'm 37 now, so... I've been around on the scene for 27 years. No, that's not right. 25 years.
25 years.
Wow.
And so I think that people do feel like I'm a distant cousin.
Yeah. Like, I know Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people like in the supermarket, in the garden centre, whatever, are just like, how's your mother? Yeah. How are the kids? How's, you know? And people are really like, oh, sorry, I don't mean to. And I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's totally lush. I really enjoy it. And it's also given me quite a skewed version or vision of reality, really. Because I think that everybody's lush.
You're like, everyone's so chatty.
Totally.
You've been doing it for a while, but so young.
Yeah.
You could, we were talking about it, turned out to be awful.
Oh, yeah.
And you're amazing. It could have been awful.
Oh.
You know, no, but for Bush and all these people you've sung for, and, you know, you've done some incredible things, you know, and there are people who have, you know, let celebrity and that lifestyle change them. Yeah, derail them. That's a great word. But you are just normal, down to earth, not fussed. Like you say, going to the supermarket.
Totally. But I think part of it, is growing up working class.
Right, yeah.
You know, that my family were just like, there was no room for airs and graces and all that nonsense. It was just like, nah, you are who you are. You come from where you come from. We are extraordinarily lucky to be in this position.
Yeah.
You're extraordinarily lucky to be in this position. Sure, you're talented, but like a lot of this is luck. I think staying in Wales and so always being really close to my roots, to my family, but also like that good Welsh energy, which just keeps things like
grounded.
What do your older kids make of it? Because they're what, 14, 15, you say? Because by their age, been working for 5 years, my darling.
I've been to the White House 3 times.
Darling.
Oh, you've never been?
I mean, they're slightly interested, but not really. You know, they're sort of a bit like, oh, yeah, what? Oh, yes, you did do that. Okay, what was that like? I have to ask you. But they've been brought up in a very different way to how I was brought up because they go to the school that I set up.
Yeah.
The Owen Project, which is a lot of that is focused on young people having more agency around their education and what they learn. And so that's very much sort of like how we bring them up. And, so I suppose they are, you know, they're vaguely interested in my life, but not really.
But not really. Would you ever, like, go back and be like, I'm going to have a new pop career. I'm going to go do it. Because you still enjoy singing, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, for the last 7 years, I had this band called Charlotte Church's Late Night Pop Dungeon.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the most fun a human being can have in an hour.
Fantastic band name.
Just so much fun. And we go from like Black Sabbath to Nirvana to Destiny's Child to, I mean, everything all over the place. 9-piece band, amazing musicians. So I loved that. And so now I've got an idea for a project going forward. So I'm a sound healer now. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing stuff at The Dreaming, which is really about pulling out the strands of how sound can be used for healing, how voice can be used for healing. But that's much more on a person-to-person basis, like in a small room. Whereas Pop Dungeon was about like absolute ecstasy, like real elation, joy. And so what I want my next project to be, because I never do anything by halves. Like once I get an idea in my mind, I'm tenacious and I will work. So I want to sort of try and meld this idea of music and healing and voice and healing with that joy and ecstasy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Love that as a goal, don't you?
Fantastic.
Tell us about the Wellness Centre, because partly I want to know what food you're doing and who's cooking it. And I'll see our little cheesecake down there when we go down there.
Absolutely. So it's called The Dreaming, and it's right centred in the heart of Wales, in the Cambrian Mountains. We're flanked by two waterfalls either side.
Oh, my God.
One which has got a hydromill, so we get a lot of our power from the hydromill. In the Elan Valley, which is situated in the Cambrian Mountains. Right. And it's just like, oh, it's so beautiful. I love it so much. I've been doing a renovation of it for the last 2 years, which was hardcore, but amazing. Like, I really got to just be really creative and just put, like, all of my creativity into something so different to, you know, music or anything that I would generally think I was creative at, I suppose.
And did you plan to do that, or did you, like, have the house and then, like, we could do a wellness retreat, or did you go out looking for somewhere to do this?
I think it just got to... It's got to a point in my life where I've been an activist for a number of years. I really care about the future and the future of the planet. You know, I really think that we can turn things around. And so I wanted to be involved in projects, and I wanted to start projects which was living my values, really, and living my activism. Mm-hmm. We've got a water source heat pump, and we've got the hydromill, and we're going to have a huge food-growing project. So this year we'll have about an acre and a half of land in which to grow food, and then in the next 2 or 3 years, that's going to grow to like 3 or 4 acres.
Wow. Brilliant.
We're going to have some agroforestry stuff where we start like food forests, lots of foraging.
Bees.
Bees, we've got bees.
Mm. Bees.
But behind us, like the house is on like 47 acres of beautiful land, forests. And then behind us is 80,000 acres of wilderness.
Oh my God.
And so that is really amazing as well in terms of like foraging.
What do you forage?
Well, there's all sorts of things. It depends on the season. There's just so much you can eat when you start to think about it. Wood sorrel in the woods, which is amazing in salads. Loads of mushroom foraging.
And is it going to be like yoga, you can eat well?
Yeah, so like the main three things that I'm passionate about, which I think comes out in The Dreaming, is nature connection. So a lot of our offerings, which is like our workshops, but it's everything's supposed to be very much that it's like a buffet. You pick and choose. When you come there, you drop into your body and you start to really feel out, what does your body need? What do I want to do? How, you know... For some people, they just need total radical rest because their nervous systems are burnt out. For other people, they need to go and explore and like really be captivated by nature and almost return to that childlike wonder and awe. So it's nature connection, sound healing. I'm a practitioner there and I go and do sound journeys and I do singing to the land.
Oh, wow.
And then the third pillar of it is ceremony. In terms of like rituals and ways of being, living really close to the land and really seasonally.
What an amazing place and an amazing
idea. I think you've
just
hit it, There's something about, I think, just waking up with the sun and going to bed with the sun and just living your life very, very naturally. And I think more people are doing that now.
And so just for people just to be able to come for a couple of days and take away all sorts of practices. Yeah. So they start to build up a tool belt of like, what is it? How do I calm my nervous system? Mm. What is it that my particular physiology needs?
Yeah.
But also to understand that lots of this stuff doesn't need to be, well, it can be free. Breathing, doing breath work. You don't always have to go to a class and you don't always have to be sort of schooled through it. And so I'm hoping that people, once they come to The Dreaming, can like really take a lot to become healers in their own homes, in their own communities.
Fantastic.
But we've also got a sliding scale price range. Yeah. and a pay what you can system, so that on every retreat there's a pay what you can space, because I, you know, everybody's struggling, so I want us to make sure that we're not too bougie.
Yeah, sure.
It's an amazing idea, and I really love it. And I think, I don't think until probably I was about, not joking, 35, like thought, wait, maybe I should think about what I'm eating or drinking or like my mental well-being. I don't think I drank water till I was about 30.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, totally.
And now I'm like, have I had enough? And did I meditate? But it's funny, isn't it? Like getting more in tune with yourself. And I think the more people that are, it feels like more beneficial for everybody, doesn't it? But I saw it in the, I can't remember, in a magazine or the paper, the house is amazing.
Yes.
And it was Laura Ashley's old home, right?
Yeah, so it was Laura Ashley's old family home.
Wow.
She bought it in the 60s and did loads of the photo shoots, but also took loads of inspiration from the land, from the wildflowers and stuff that's all around. For her designs. So yeah, the house has got like serious history. Back in the 15th century, it was a Cistercian monastery.
Wow.
So it's got like, it's got the feels.
It's got the feels.
Serious energy.
It's got the feels.
I love it.
Is there any practices that you do every single day that you think are like a game changer for you? Like any little practices that you do?
A couple of things. Not things that I necessarily do every single day, but definitely a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
One of them is, and I can do this in different places. Sometimes I do it in the forest. Sometimes I do it at the beach. But I just go with a banging playlist and I shake my body hard. But somewhere in nature. And I just dance. I just dance my ass off. And so sometimes it might be with a group of friends. And I'll just do a WhatsApp group, organise it. We go on a Friday night at sundown. Because the dawn and dusk are really important times of day. Yeah. Important times to get the sun on your skin, to regulate your circadian rhythm. Mm. But also, there's just something very liminal and important about those times of day and those times of day to be outside and to be in nature.
Love that idea. I've started doing in the mornings, and I've done it really good this year, apart from yesterday, of when I wake up, getting like the light in and like opening the back door and like but like get out there at like 7 and get the sun on.
Totally.
It does make me feel better.
But also, if you put on a playlist and you started dancing, you'd be out there for 40 minutes easy.
Yeah. Neighbours would love that in Hackney.
But I tell you what.
Sometimes I am at 7
a.m. But you know what? All you've got to have is headphones and
it's
then...
It's like a silent disco.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we do that at the Dreaming. So
you do a silent disco?
We've got... Brilliant. It's called Celestial Blessings and we dance up the dawn.
Oh, yeah.
To a 3 banging playlist.
I bet.
And so, and that's something that I do a lot.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I do a lot is singing to the land.
So what, you just go and have a sing?
Yeah. And so...
Well, I'd love to be a tree near Charlotte Church's house.
At the outset, it sounds a bit woo. Mm. But actually, if the birds will react, like nature reacts to you being there and you making sound in which is, you know, trying to be melodious or whatever. The second thing is that it calms the nervous system. And then thirdly, for me, I've got an incredibly busy mind, like OCD tendencies, like really. And so it's almost like throwing the mind a bone.
Right.
So you can then be free to enjoy a beautiful walk in nature where you're present and you're aware, but your brain isn't going, oh, I haven't done that. And which is what my brain would be doing if I wasn't. But if I'm singing, then it's just enough.
Just there, I would like to do a study if the land does like it as much when you sing as to when I sung. Or if birds are like, I'd love to do that.
I think they would.
Do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's about sound making. Yeah. Plants don't hear in the traditional way that we hear.
Just, like, feel it.
It's vibrations.
Vibrational. Awesome.
It's vibrational and frequencies.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be good at a vibration.
Yeah.
Bassy.
Totally. Bassy and beautiful.
Bassy.
Yeah.
I feel like when we did the Charlotte Church research, there was so many like curveballs of amazing things that you've done of like performing, you know, at the White House, you know, the Charlotte Church show.
Yeah.
Also, I really loved Crazy Chick, by the way. I have a problem when I see someone's face that their song goes in my head.
Yes, of course. I have so many people singing Crazy Chick around me.
And Claire was like, let's put it on. And I was like, do not put it on.
It'll be in my mind.
Because I will sing it throughout the interview. You know, the fun bits aside, because we remember on the show when you used to do the duet on your show and you sung with like Amy Winehouse. Yeah. Do you have any good memories of doing that TV show and doing the duets?
Oh gosh, I got so many good memories of doing that. It was a real challenge for me because I was, you know, coming in as a singer, as a musician, and then having to be a comedy actress and like a presenter. And so it was loads of fun. Yeah, singing with Amy was amazing. That was a beautiful experience. I'm really glad I got to meet her. Nelly Furtado was great.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been brilliant.
Yeah, she was really cool. Manic Street Preachers were amazing.
Yeah, of course.
Gosh, I said there were so many. I can't remember them all, but yeah.
There'll be someone listening to this being like, I duet.
Doesn't remember. No. Talking about not remembering, I did a duet with Usher. Ooh. And I had no recollection of it. Oh. I was like 15. I don't know. I remember they were talking and she was like, oh, I remember you did that lovely duet with Usher. And I was like, no. When did I duet with Usher? She was like, you remember in that parade thing they used to do in New York? Couldn't believe it.
Remember.
I love Usher.
Yeah. You were there.
Chuffed.
Well, if you are listening, Usher, whatever, so sorry.
I remember you.
She remembers. Well, we've got to talk about football. And naturally rolled off my tongue. We saw you in the Ryan Reynolds clip down at Wrexham.
Yes.
Are you a Wrexham fan?
I'm not a Wrexham fan. I'm not really a football fan, to be honest. Right. But
Ryan Reynolds fan?
Ryan Reynolds asked you to do something. You're like, yes. Yeah. Like,
on my head, son.
Totally.
Down there.
So I did their... I went...
Next Quite. Football talk.
He flew me and my kids out to New York.
Go on, Ryan.
Because they were doing the show about Wrexham. Mm. And I went and I sang the national anthem.
Wow.
My hen lad fan had I.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I'm a mum. I'm a working mum, because the kids were like, it's Ryan Reynolds, we have to go. So I was like, I'm a working mum. Unfortunately, you're going to have to bring all three of my children out. And they were like, yeah, sure, fine. We, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And then they got to meet him. Aww. Him and Rob McElhenney.
Nice.
And they were delicious.
Aww.
Oh, they were this so kind. They're so lovely. So, yeah, I think what they're doing for Wales.
Brilliant.
In terms of Wrexham and stuff, but it's really genuine.
Yeah, they
you know
love
what I mean?
It, yeah.
Like, often when people, unfortunately, the way that Wales has been portrayed for such a long time is like, we're the poor relation. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people talk about us with taking the piss. But actually, it feels like it's really like uplifting.
Yeah.
And they're doing it with a lot of care and integrity,
good.
I think.
Oh, that's good to hear. So we come to the end of the show question. We have a question here sealed in a gold envelope for you, Charlotte Church. A question not seen by me or Angela. You can read it. And if you want to answer it, then you can win a Waitrose goodie bag.
Oh.
If not, Angela and I will eat this on the way home.
Darling, I'm answering the question.
Yeah. Regardless.
I will drink the olive oil.
Everybody loves a freebie.
Okay, here we go.
You are very good friends with Michael Sheen, am I? Would you ring him now and ask him to come on the show next time he's in town?
Oh my God, no.
That's me looking for my phone in my boobs. Yes, I mean, I can't ring him now because I don't have my phone on me, but yes, I will.
What about a text? Less intrusive.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, drop Michael Sheen a text.
I will text him for you.
The goodie bag, Charlotte, is yours.
It's theirs. Oh,
it's heavy.
Oh, darling.
And you can take some cheesecake home as well.
Of course.
Lovely.
You can take loads of stuff.
Yeah, that stick that tray out on the way home.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be like, can you smell a savoury cheesecake?
Yes.
With balsamic vegetables.
I'll be sharing it with
the carriage.
With the travellers.
Oh,
well,
bless.
Charlotte, thank you for coming to see us. That
thank
was really, really fun.
Incredible.
Charlotte Church, nice. Everybody. Coming up next week on Dish, we have the legend that is Ruby Wax. And you do...
cold water swimming.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
You get a hit. Have you done it?
I did it in Norway.
Did you break the ice?
It wasn't that bad, but the only way to go in, I think, was backflip in. Because I thought
A bit gymnastics too.
You've got to.
Are you doing a backflip and you can make cauliflower?
If you would like to recreate today's dish for your friends or family or maybe a stranger in the street, head to waitrose.com/dishrecipes. That is where you'll find all the meals we've ever made on the podcast.
Follow Dish wherever you get your podcast so you'll get it delivered to your device every week. And if you enjoy it, please leave us a great review.
If you don't, listen to something else. We can't all have a Michelin star chef in the kitchen, but you can get some Michelin star advice. Email your questions for Angela, whatever they are, to dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Waitrose, food to feel good about.